Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Blues Report. In just a moment, you'll hear from Chris Raby. He'll be hosting the pre- and post-game shows on the Blues Radio Network tonight, Las Vegas in town. Before we jump into the hockey talk, I want to remind everybody, Bud Select presents Dan McLaughlin, Tim McKernan Q&A. Live from the Improv Shop, our special guest is John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. Improv Shop will be selling AB InBev products, providing specials on buckets of beer throughout the evening. $50, you get the Q&A, and you get all the pizza you can eat. Nana Mama's Pizza, providing the appetizers, salad, and pizza. $50 tickets. Portions of the proceeds will go to Three Little Birds for Life, St. Louis-based charity that grants wishes of young adults battling cancer. You can find out more. Just go to my Twitter feed, at DannyMacTV, and sign up. But that should be a great night that's coming up on November 12th. For the St. Louis Blues and Mike Yeo, they get the return of Robbie Fabry tonight.
I think that it might take him a little bit of time. I think that he's going to have some games that look that way, and maybe he'll have a couple games that don't look that way. I don't know how long it's going to take for him to get right back on top of things. I do know that players that are relentless and tenacious and as driven as he are usually find a way to get there quicker. But I'm really excited for Robbie. He's been through a lot, and that, you know, as a coach, it's hard to see a player go through all that disappointment. The work that he's put in, he comes back last year and then he has to go through it all over again. It's not just the physical part of it, it's the mental part of it. He's been through an awful lot.
For the Blues, David Perron, he's matching up against a team that he was with a year ago and a team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
For people on the outside, I don't think they understand kind of, like, they know what we went through, but not kind of. Just doing it was different, and I tell the story all the time and I get reaction, but I don't get the kind of full reaction that I'm almost expecting in a way. But it's fine. We had so much fun together as a group. The group was so tight again to see basically the whole team show up last night for team dinner outside of a couple guys that had other plans already. Like, I know Revo played here, he had people to see, and just a couple of guys like that, but to sit with them all night last night was fun.
So it should be fun for David Perron tonight and the return of Robbie Fabry. Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long. Blues action at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill in their 11 area locations. You get a hat trick of savings with great food and drink specials available during every Blues game, including Bud Family Beer Specials, $4 Jack Daniels Cocktails, $5.99 Blue Sampler Appetizers, the $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Brett Cocktail for $5. That's at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Hey, by the way, on a personal note, I got my hair cut yesterday. I'm really excited about that, and I did it at Hair Saloon for Men, and I'm taking my oldest boy to Hair Saloon this weekend. Hair Saloon for Men, $22. They have a location that's near you, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and the complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. That's at Hair Saloon for Men. Coming up, we visit with Chris Raby.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
This is Dan McLaughlin, and I'm proud to be the first member of Fuse Select. It's a new, first-of-its-kind program ever to hit St. Louis through the Lou Fuse Automotive Network. So what exactly is Fuse Select? Here you go. It's a monthly car subscription that's an alternative to leasing or owning a vehicle. Just download the Fuse Select app. You could be driving an SUV for family trips. Maybe it's a fun sports car for date nights, a luxury sedan for a daily commute. And with your subscription, insurance, maintenance, cleaning is all included. My favorite part of the program, unlimited flips. The Fuse Select Concierge team delivers the vehicle of your choice right to your doorstep. Unlimited flips. It's incredible. Fuse Select. Learn more. Sign up at Fuse.com. Fuse Select, like owning a multi-car garage.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com, you'll have the chance to hear Chris Raby tonight on the pre- and post-game and intermissions Blues hockey on KMOX and the Blues Radio Network tonight. And Blues pregame show starts tonight at 6:30. Chris, I want to jump into it with the Golden Knights here. David Perron, we just heard from him. I'm sure it's an exciting game for him to face his former team. But as I watch the games, I think this has been a good signing by Doug Armstrong. I think that when I watch Perron, he's had a pretty solid game day in and day out so far this year.
Yeah, he's been fantastic, Dan. And I think the Blues knew the kind of player that they were getting, obviously, when they brought Perron back for his third stint in St. Louis. But last year was a big step for him. It was a career year for him, both on and off the ice. This morning he said that, you know, it was probably the most special year he's ever had in his career. And he's now a guy who's played on some incredible teams, you know, outside of the Blues. He played in Pittsburgh with, you know, guys like Sidney Crosby and Chris Letang. He's talked about what those guys meant to him. Genny Malkin, in terms of learning to win. And Anaheim, he played with, you know, Getzlaff and Kessler and guys like that. And then he went to Vegas, a team that did not have the pedigree of either of his previous two couple of teams I just mentioned. And, you know, were a couple of wins away from the Stanley Cup. So, you know, I think that we often talk about guys winning and how winning breeds winning. And certainly, while he's won some games with the Blues, doing what he did last year, going through what he went through last year, and having that kind of success in Vegas, I think has only helped him as he's returned to this lineup. And you're right, he's been one of their best players all year.
Robbie Fabry returns to the lineup tonight. What does that do for the St. Louis Blues?
Well, right now it gives them a dynamic presence on the fourth line. That's where he's going to start. I think that you're eager to see how he plays with Robert Thomas. It'll be a scratch for Ivan Barbashev. And you're getting a player down on that fourth line now that is, you know, probably a top six forward when healthy, and certainly was before he was sidetracked a couple of years ago with the first of his two knee injuries. So I'm sure that he'll be petitioning for more minutes, and he'll want to get more minutes as time goes on. But, you know, I thought Mike Yeo hit the nail on the head this morning. He said, listen, he's going to be getting more minutes than he got last year. He's going to be getting more minutes than he was getting a couple of weeks ago. And they're just glad to have him back in the lineup. Robbie Fabry, if he can stay healthy, will mean so much to this club, not just this year, but moving forward.
How about Kyrou being sent back? I'm on the fence with this. I don't know if I like it because I love his speed. And overall, I don't see the Blues as a overly quick or fast team. I see some areas that are older. And I thought he gave them an element of speed. Just in general, and on the flip side, though, I also see that he's going to play a ton of minutes and continue to grow. But what did you think of Kyrou being sent back and just the general thought of that move by the Blues?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, on one hand, it's exciting, and I know fans clamor to see young prospects, whether it be guys with the Blues or guys with the Cardinals. But on the other hand, you know, you're getting healthier. And the fact that you're getting a Robbie Fabry back into the lineup, the fact that, you know, pretty much everyone is good to go now, that means that there were going to need to be guys that were scratches. And, you know, if you compare it to the Cardinals, maybe the first time up for Harrison Bader or the first time up for Tyler O'Neill, you know, those guys were essentially relegated to pinch hitting roles. And what good does that do a player when they're trying to develop? Now, at some point, you will get to the point where perhaps that player has nothing left to prove in the American League, the American Hockey League, or in AAA or whatever it is, you know, whether it be Jordan Kyrou or Jack Flaherty or Harrison Bader. But, you know, I still think that for a kid who's, you know, just a couple of games into his NHL career, it's a good thing. Again, I know that we get excited, but, you know, I do think that, you know, knock on wood, that there will be more injuries that happen. And to have a player like Kyrou, hopefully learning how to round and deform all facets of his game and learning how to potentially maybe use his speed even more of an asset, he will be back at some point this year. He will be counted on at some point this year. And I think, you know, when that happens, this will end up being a good thing in the long run.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. As crazy as it sounds, I thought that over the weekend it was a must-win game for the Blues. I thought it was a must-win game for Mike Yeo. It's taken the heat off of him a little bit because of the layoff and the win, and they did it in a convincing fashion. But where do you think the hot meter is right now on Mike Yeo in terms of where he's at with his coaching status?
You know, right now, I think the expectations are such that we could see that pendulum swing back and forth almost game to game. I'm not saying that's fair. Certainly, that's how fans react. But, you know, you win a game on Saturday against the Blackhawks. You're right. That was a huge win. You had a couple of days off, and you got back in the practice ice. And then how do you respond tonight? If we see some of the good traits from Saturday carry into tonight, I think that's a very positive step. We keep hearing the players and coaching staff say that, you know, they feel like they're really close, right? Like, they feel like they are this close to maybe snapping off the kind of win streak that we saw at the beginning of last year, or, you know, at times when they've been their best over the last few seasons. And, you know, if we start to see a little bit of that momentum generated, and you certainly carry it over the rest of this homestand, which is so vital, with five games left in a row at home, then, you know, I think maybe not necessarily the heat is off, but certainly people will be a little bit more satisfied. But if you start to see some of the same kind of sloppy tendencies, and you start to see the game break down a little bit in the ways that we saw it break down in some of the tough losses, including, you know, that Columbus loss last Thursday to kick off the homestand, then, you know, I think come tonight and come tomorrow morning, there will certainly be more warranted questions.
Jake Allen, is he okay? Everybody seems to be the feeling, at least around the club, that he's all right going into tonight.
Good to go. He said that he knew coming off the ice and after the game on Saturday that he was going to be okay. Obviously, I'm sure players always say that, but we know how serious the protocol is when it comes to potential head injuries, Dan. And, you know, was able to make it through everything, was able to rejoin his teammates on the ice over the last couple of days, and will be in net tonight.
How do you size up Las Vegas? What do they bring to the table?
Well, they're a team that this year is not scoring. And although they have been playing better over their last few games, only Los Angeles has scored fewer goals in the NHL. We're not used to seeing that. They obviously lost David Perron. They obviously lost James Neal. But, you know, with big success comes according expectations. And I think that for the organization, obviously, everything was new last year, but it was a short summer. I think that, you know, they're probably maybe not reacting the same way Blues fans are, but I'm sure there's some level of consternation about some of the struggles they've had early on. But we know they're a disciplined team. They play as a unit. I think that was the thing last year that impressed me most. And, you know, they've got a world-class goaltender in Marc-Andre Fleury. So at some point, I believe that, like the Blues, that levy is going to break. They're going to start pouring goals in, because I don't expect them to finish the season at the bottom of the NHL in scoring. And hopefully that just doesn't start tonight.
Do you see trends where the Blues defense is going to be better? The offense has been very good, but what about the defense?
Yeah, I think so. And I think a part of that has to do with Carl Gunnarsson. He's another guy who comes back tonight. He just adds a level of stability. I think that with Joel Edmondson obviously back over the last week or so, I think with Gunnarsson now getting back, you'll have more stability and you'll be able to maybe temper Jay Bouwmeester's minutes a little bit. We talked about him last week, Dan, the fact that, you know, he's drawn some criticism, and I think he's drawn some fair criticism. And a lot of that may have to do with some of the minutes that he's been depended upon to play. So I believe that getting some more pieces back, you know, I don't know if we're going to see them score and contribute offensively like they did at the start of that year last year and that incredible run the team went on. But I do think that we're going to see more consistency, more stability. And, you know, guys like Edmondson and Gunnarsson are going to be big pieces of that. And then I think guys like Parayko, Petrangelo are going to reap the benefits of that.
Chris, looking forward to the call tonight. We'll have you tuned in, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Always enjoy it.
Many thanks to Chris Raby. And once again, I want to remind everybody that date for John Mozeliak is November 12th. All you have to do is go to my Twitter feed, @DannyMacTV. Nana Mama's Pizza, they'll provide the dinner. InBev products will be there. John Mozeliak will be there. Tim McKernan. Should be a lot of fun. And it all goes to a great cause, Three Little Birds for Life. Thanks for checking out Scoops with DannyMac.com.